every day we kind of give you group therapy. So let's jump into that.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I know it seems kind of crazy slash stupid slash ridiculous, but I recently started crying at work.
Okay.
Took me by surprise. I'm kind of mortified, but it's also pretty hilarious, and I figured you two would appreciate it.
Okay.
One of my coworkers brought in muffins to work last week.
Yeah.
By the time I heard about it, got to the box, there were no more blueberry.
No more blueberry muffins.
And I started crying.
Okay.
Right there in the break room, like it was the most devastating thing in that moment. I was starving, and blueberries, my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I had instant rage at whomever got to have that last delicious little snack, so I cried.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the bathroom until I collected myself.
Wow.
And then started laughing hysterically at how dang ridiculous that was, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
So please ask your listeners to contribute the dumb reasons they cried so I feel a little less dumb. Thanks, love you, bye, mean it. Becky got no blueberry goodness. That's what she says.
Okay.
Becky got no blueberry goodness.
She cried at no blueberries.
She cried at no blueberry muffins. And listen, they are tasty. And when you just... It's
you
like
a
Pavlov's,
a
yes,
yeah.
reaction, and you hear they're there, and you're like, oh my gosh, and then your brain tells your mouth, you're about to get blueberry muffins.
We have
and then nothing.
We have someone here at work who, whenever there's like a food drop, or like someone brings by pizza, or sandwiches, or cookies, or any sort of treat for the entire staff, you know, it goes... to like the little kitchenette area, right?
And, sure, makes sense.
And a lot of times people will go around and tell everyone before they tell this person. Well, because once this person knows, they take way more than their fair share of whatever it is.
I don't know if I know who this person is.
And so it is.
Is it me? It's not me. I'm not one of those people.
No.
I wander down. I'm going to be in Becky's boat. Like, I'm wandering down there to see what's left.
So exactly. It could be a case in our building where you hear 5 minutes ago that, oh, hey, such and such business came and left us a little treat. Isn't
too
that
late.
Nice?
It's and, been 5 minutes. Too late.
And so you walk down there and like, wait, there's nothing left.
Wait, is it PK? Are you talking about PK?
I'm not naming any names. All right.
A little later, though, off the air, you guys tell me. Oh,
listen.
Okay, all right.
Listen.
All right,
we're not naming any names. But this person knows who they are, and will take way more than is.
Okay, so they know they have this reputation.
Yeah, a lot of people are in the comments going, is she pregnant or in perimenopause? Because either one of those could be a thing where there's a shot of hormones or there's a hormone imbalance and something.
Valid question.
And so she's like, no blueberry muffins.
Yes. Little things become way bigger in that moment because of that. Yes.
All right. So, hey, do you have a time in the distant memory of yours where you were like, losing it because of something ridiculous?
Something kind of dumb actually brought you to tears of some kind. Yeah.
502-795-1997 is our number. Love to take some of your stories coming up. We were talking about Becky, who had sent us a message and was like, hey, I lost it over some blueberry muffins that were brought into work. And then when I went to go get some, there were no more blueberry muffins. And so I started crying.
Like had to go to the restroom and collect herself kind of crying.
Yeah.
Bless
so,
her heart.
So, yeah. So we were just kind of like, hey, what was the last thing you cried at that was a little bit ridiculous?
Yeah. Casey is also about food. When I was pregnant with my firstborn, I cried because White Castle gave me an order of chicken rings instead of a chicken ring sandwich.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that can be real for sure. Z.
Okay, so it was my first time seeing the movie Superbad. And,
go on. Sorry, go on.
And, yeah, there's a scene in it where they're, you know, Jonah Hill is like, I love you, bro. I'm not even ashamed to admit it. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my girlfriend, and I was just missing my friends. You know, I was just like, you know, I do miss my friends. Thank you, Jonah Hill. Thank you, Michael Cera.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard. More guys need to be able to admit that than they love their bros. So sweet.
That's sweet, Z. That is sweet.
That is the best.
I appreciate it.
No worries. Story. Thanks, man.
I love you. I'm not even embarrassed to say it. I just...
Oh, no.
I love you.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed.
Love you.
I love you. It's like, why don't we say that every day? Why can't we say it more often?
I just love you. I just want to go to the rooftops and scream, I love my best friend, Evan.
We should go up on my roof.
Sorry if that brought a tear
now
to your eye.
We need to do a wellness check on Z again.
Sorry if that brought a.
OMG.
Sorry if that brought a tear.
Oh, Tony the Welder. Yes, another cinematic moment. I literally cry every time Rudy gets in the game at the end of the movie. Every single time. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. We all are, right? We all do that, right? We have to. You're not human if you don't.
Alyssa rolls in and says, I took my dog to get spayed. When I was like 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
She looked anxious.
Yeah.
And I was a mess in the line of people dropping their dogs off for the morning. And the sweet girls at the SNP clinic had to pull me in the clinic and make sure I calmed down before I left. I am not a crier. And I knew I'd pick her up in a couple hours, but I could not stop bawling.
Yeah, no, she's going to be fine.
It's like
my mind knew that. My heart did not.
I'm so sorry to be doing this to you. I'm so sorry.
Listen, it's going to be fine, though. You will survive this. Oh, no.
Karen said, the rage is real. Ask me how I know. Better yet, check in with the men in my house. Rage cleaning is real. Oh. They now ask if it's Jumanji Day because they say I'm on the warpath.
Jumanji.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Those moments just get you. Beverly says, I was so upset that Louisville lost.
Oh no.
I started crying at work.
Oh no.
Yes, over a basketball game. I went to the back of the building, collected myself, and came back in. A month later, my Red Sox lost, did it again.
Oh no.
I went to the doctor to see what's wrong. Stress. It was just stress. Maybe you need a break, a few days off, go hang out at the lake or something. Love you, Becky.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. That's funny. Listen.
You just never know when it's just because something's just
Just hits you right.
And it's unexpected.
And you're like, oh.
Yes. It'll be a song or a commercial for me a lot of times.
Yeah. You know, if I see those commercials, especially like dad-daughter commercials now,
yes.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, I saw Amazon did this to me yesterday. And of course, they're rolling out holiday ads.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, but it's like three old ladies and they're sitting on a bench and watching little kids sled down a hill because, you know, winter.
Sure.
And so then one of the little ladies gets an idea and she gets her little face lights up. She goes and orders on Amazon a little butt cushion.
Yeah.
So she got butt cushions for the sled so that they could all sled like they
were
little
kids
again. And then I was just like, well, that is so sweet. Little butt cushions from Amazon brought them joy because they could go sledding again.
All right. Well, Becky, hopefully that helped. If you want to see some of the more humorous stories, you can Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.